Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And this is the third of the three, maybe four, that of the interviews that I've recorded that I'm doing. And I went to a full explanation in the first one about these being my students. So this is one more student from the Second Half Spark School. Super inspiring stories, everyone, of where they were when they came in and where they met me and my free training and where they are now and how lit up they are and the energy that is so palpable from these people. It's just crazy. But this is with Linda Penny. And the neat thing about Linda is that she actually joined the Second Half Spark School with her sister. And her sister is 10 years older. So her sister's in her 70s and Linda is in her 60s. So it's kind of neat to have them both in there together and kind of like helping each other, you know, with some of the coursework and stuff. And we talk about accountability buddies. Linda is somebody who I assigned accountability buddy to, and it wasn't her sister. And they became really close and they still are chatting. And so even though the coursework is over, so that's kind of cool about her story. So with no further ado, listen to Linda and her experience with the Second Half Spark School. Thanks. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Hello, welcome to another Q&A session here with students from the Second Half Spark School. Today, I have Linda Penny, although we were supposed to have Sue Lafferty, and Sue has not made it on yet. So that is the problem with technology. And so I'm messaging her. Okay, she did respond. So yes, so we sometimes have technical challenges and we just have to go with the flow, right? That's what I've learned. So we got Linda on, and so that we have you, and that's all that matters, right? Welcome, Linda. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. I look different today because I actually got some of my hair chopped off. I look more like my pictures on my website, I think.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say something about that. Yes. It looks very good.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You were like, wait, where? What?
Yeah.
Wait,
that's not Lori.
Yeah. Yeah. So I so appreciate you taking the time to be here to share your story. So let's just start by you sharing, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. So I'm 61, divorced, and I have two grown children, a daughter that's 25 and lives 5 minutes away, and a son who's 23, who's living with me, planning to move, but COVID's kind of stalled that for him, but it's awesome. I've always been a very career-oriented person, and my job right now is a chief operating officer in a university. So it's a really busy job, and but I really enjoy it. So I've been very career-focused and family-focused throughout my life.
So. Yeah, you kind of like me, right? You had your career, but then you loved being a mom too.
Yeah.
So did that resonate with you in terms of my story?
Yes, it did. Yes, it absolutely did. Yeah. I guess the parallel I can draw is that I really feel like I'm in the right job. Like not through my entire career, mind you, but I think where I am now, I'm in the right job.
Yeah. And that's all what it is important, you know? So people always think getting sparked. Sometimes they think, oh, it's starting a business. No, it's not. Like, starting a business is not for everyone. Yeah. It's finding that thing, because a lot of us are in the wrong jobs. We're just like in the wrong jobs. And I had periods of my career where I was in the right job
but I didn't know what the things were in that job because the job title stayed the same pretty much.
Right.
But the things I was doing and the things that lit me up were essentially the job description was different. Maybe the job description was the same, but the actual day-to-day activities, you know, were different. Like an example is project management. When I was a project manager of one, being the only one on a project, I was miserable. When I was on a project manager of many and I was dealing with all these different personalities and we were working on a mission together, you know, which is a lot of the things that I like to do and what I'm doing today. So, yeah. So it's great to hear that. Yeah. You're in the right job right now.
And the funny thing about that is I always would tell people, you know, I really enjoy my job, but I never really knew why that was until I went through this course and we did some of this personality typing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, doing that, the guy says to me, he says, you know, you're in the right job. Oh yeah. Now I know why. Right.
Because
my personality type. So it was really quite eye opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that too, because there's so much validation in that. Right. You know, you're like questioning, and then you also understand more about the people you work with. Like if my personality is like this, then, oh, that makes sense with, you know, other people. Yeah. Cause I like that group format that where we talk about it, because then you can see what different people are like and how like that might be like your sibling or one of your kids or something like that. Yeah. All right. So, just going down the list that I want to make sure I ask the questions. So where were you? So like, you know, go back to the decision-making process before you committed to joining the Second Half Spark School. So like kind of where were you mentally?
Yeah. So I'll go back just a tiny bit further. That'll kind of frame it up a little bit better. So I guess, you know, you live your life and I had this planned future, and it all got turned upside down on me when I was 58, 59. Actually, it was just when the COVID lockdown started. So, you know, I had a divorce and then I had a great other partner who I thought was an awesome person, but apparently that wasn't quite the case. So here I am single, you know, going on 59. And being a career-oriented person, it's like, okay, wait a second, what do I do now? And a busy doer where I was always on the go, it was like the perfect storm, right? All of a sudden we're locked down, we can't go anywhere. So it forced me to sit back and really look at this and, okay, you know, what do I do now? So I started just, you know, going on the internet, looking at articles, you know, reading self-help books and all that stuff. And suddenly, and I'm sure it's the algorithm for Facebook, you popped up on there. And it really caught my interest because it was a free training. And it was really focused on, because that's what I'm thinking, what's my second half look like when I thought I was going to be partnered up and, you know, and all that stuff. And I think now it's like, so I thought, well, I'll just try this free training and see what it's like, and totally enjoyed it. I remember I was out mowing my lawn and I'd be listening to the recordings, you know, 2 or 3 times, because it really spoke to me. Like it really like, thought, wow, this is, you know, really gives you food for thought. And then at the end, this is kind of funny too. And when you talked about, you know, the price of the program and stuff like that, my sister and I were both doing the free one. So after that, we talked to each other and said, oh, well, that free training was nice, but no thanks. That's too much money. And then the next day, I can't remember if she called me or I called her. It was, are you sure? And then, you know, all of a sudden the light bulb, I'm worth this, right? I am really worth this. And the real thing about the program was the fact that it was a focused program, not just this grabbing this article here and this book here. And I felt like this was going to be a focus that would really help me move forward. Mm. So both of us went all in and never regretted a minute of it.
Yeah. And we'll talk about this in a second, but you kind of had a ready-made accountability partner, but then you got another accountability partner that was assigned to you. So that was a cool thing. But I love that I really try to get people to come in with their friends, because then they can have conversation about stuff that they're learning. And what did you think about this? And what did you think about that? And so I think that's amazing. Yeah. Because your sister, and by the way, you're the first sisters that joined. So I thought that was so cool.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. And she was older.
Yeah.
And so she fell into the 70s decade mm-hmm. that a lot of people think like just eliminate themselves. And Sue, who was going to be joining us, who can't get on, we had some technical difficulties. We did test and she finally got on, but I think she's having trouble now. But anyways, yeah, she's 77 and she's done such amazing things in the program. And she has a background as a clinical psychologist. So she's okay. She's like, she helps other people. And then she got on and really worked on some of the stuff that she was having trouble with. But yeah, so it was so great that there was this older group of ladies that, and then they could relate to each other. And so I love that the community has that aspect in it where people.
That was inspiring for being in your 60s and then seeing people in their 70s. Cause I was thinking, I'm getting too old. I'll never find another partner. So I better figure out, what does my life look like? And then I'm thinking, oh my God, here's people 77, and some of the examples you used in some of your training, like mm-hmm. people have done fantastic things.
Yes.
And you can't put a number once you pass this threshold, well, you're done. Right?
Yeah, that's so amazing. Yeah. We have so much value and we just kind of like, we get to a certain age and we dismiss it and we think, you're thinking about it in terms of like a field that you plant flowers and you think we're kind of like flowers that are like, but the flowers that can be resprung to life with the right kind of water, right?
Exactly. And this is the time, right? As you move into retirement and whatever that looks like for a lot of people, this is the time when you.
Yes. And I look at my kids. My kids are at that age where they're just juggling all the things. And with COVID and having to parent with virtual learning and oh my goodness, I'm like, I just am so grateful that like I'm not having to do that and I can do what I want.
So, yeah, I agree. Me too.
Yeah. So, so you joined with your sister after you decided what I am hearing is that you were worth it.
Yeah.
Which I love. You made that decision. So, was it scary? Like when you got in there, did you think like, oh my gosh, like now I've committed. Now I've got to do some work here.
Yeah, I did have some of that, and then there's, when you send your payment, I live in Canada, right. And you're in the US. And I thought, well, you send it and then you think, oh, is it? Yeah, it's got to be legit. So it's got, and am I going to get the value out of it? And am I going to be able to keep up? Was probably one of my concerns because I used to work full time, right?
Yes, that's a great example. Yeah.
It would get frustrating.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that, I didn't have that experience at all. Like once, because I was so into the topic, even in the free training, that I was just looking forward each week and to do the assignments, which I think there was one that was particularly heavy, but it was so needed. And even though I didn't finish the whole thing, that didn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. I did enough of it. And then when we talked, other people didn't finish and I easily caught up, right?
So, I think what it was great is, and is the lifetime access.
Yeah.
So like, that you can keep going back to it. And as I update it, so it's not like, it goes away and evaporates, like the live training does, but so you have that and you can continue to go into it. And I find that different lessons are heavy to different people. Like there's some that like really resonate and that work that they do is so like impactful and it might be like different for somebody else doing something in a different exercise. One exercise we did, one of my students said she realized she had blocked out a period of her life that she couldn't even like remember.
Yeah.
She couldn't continue the exercise, but later she went back to it. And it was like really literally changed your life, really. Doing that just one lesson in the entire, one exercise in the entire program. So, so looking back, what have you learned about yourself?
So I think what I really learned and may have known in the back of my mind was that, I got married very young and I was just turned 20 and so I spent my whole life focusing basically on others. And I can't say that was bad or, whatever, but focused on my partner, focused on my job, my family, and being as, you quote, the busy doer, I was always on the go. And never really stepping back to say, what's it that I want, right? And again, it's not to say I never did things that I enjoyed and all that stuff, but I never really put a plan around it or made it systematic to say, you know, here's a lot of the things that I want to do that I haven't done. Mm-hmm. And I need to carve time out for myself, right? Rather than leaving my time to the last 20 minutes of the day when everything else is done. So mm-hmm. I think that's probably one of the bigger eye-opening things that really hit me. Like even doing an exercise, and I don't want to give away any of the program, but I was trying to list the things that I enjoy. I actually had to Google fun things to do to really start triggering, like, what are the things that I enjoy, right? Yeah. And I thought, this is ridiculous, right? Yeah. But once I started going, then I really did have things. I really do have things that I enjoy to do. Doing
one of the things that I am going to do, but I haven't like put it anywhere to tell anybody, so I'll just like let the cat out of the bag, but I'm not sure when it's going to be done, but it's going to be added, is we're going to put together a whole list, because I think when people don't have an example, examples help so much. And that's, I think, why the community is so great, since you can see in there and you can say, oh, she's like me. And what is she like? And oh, that's really good. You know, maybe I should try that. But could it come up a whole list of what older people have done that has sparked them? So you could kind of have this list that you're ready. And not necessarily that you're going to do that thing that maybe sparked them, but it's going to, when you sit in your silence, it's going to like be like, oh, it's going to come up probably. And so I'm excited about that little piece, because I like examples, and you need something else, then I really like that. Yeah. And you learned that you're a busy doer.
I did. And again, it's not something I would have ever like deliberately thought about. Like, yeah. Why am I always on the, and people would say to me, you're always on the go. Well, yeah. Now I know why. And I've really made progress in kind of calming that, right? And making sure that I'm spending time doing things that are really value add to me and that kind of counteract that busy doer mm-hmm. thing, like meditation and yoga. Yeah. And, you know, before I wouldn't do yoga because it wasn't fast enough, right?
Yeah.
But now I see real value in it and real benefit.
Yeah, I'm adding in one of my podcast guests is a yoga instructor. Actually, another one is too. So I'm going to add hers as well, but it's not in there yet. But yeah, so it's really nice to meet these experts on my podcast as guests, because they're giving me access to like their workouts. And so we're going to like have a, you know, yoga, some yoga workouts in there this time, which I'm excited about.
Oh, that's nice.
A yoga retreat. Yes. So Carol's made some comments. Allison, hello, Allison. So yes. So Carol is actually a new student, so I can't wait to dig in with her. But she said, she's a widow, and her new career is nanny granny. So she's like got two names. That is great, Carol. I'm nanny, but I have IE on the end. So we're both nannies. That's great. Carol says we forget what we do enjoy. Yeah. And we forget all the things we've done in our life. That's like,
An eye opener. Going through that.
About what we didn't do and what we should have done. And one of the things, you touched on the personality typing session. But you know, I want to, talk about the group aspect, you know, because you, and the community, because what we did this time around, and I'm always trying to make the program better and what we can do. And then the group prior to you, we said, if you want an accountability partner, find one that you click with. And then we said, okay, well, why don't we pair people up? Like, cause you know, based on their age and where they live, it wasn't anything like really, you know, we didn't interview you. But it was really interesting because some of the accountability buddies like really clicked and that's Sue, who can't make it. She and her accountability buddy are like have a weekly call and they've been doing this for 8 months, you know, which is amazing. And so you and your accountability partner, you live not too far from each other. So yeah. So can you share that experience of kind of meeting somebody that's you didn't know before?
Yeah, we're in different provinces, but I really liked the idea that you set up the partners, because I think we would have not known like where to start because we didn't know each other. And yes. Then my sister and I thought, well, maybe we should be partners. Then we thought, no, it's better if we weren't.
Yes,
right?
I would
so
not.
Glad that you did
it. Other people who knew each other, I think, in it, and so yeah.
Yeah. So my partner that you partnered me up with, it was fabulous. Like, we hit it off immediately and we had many similarities. And then we had some really differences that we talked about, you know. So we would call each other on the weekends, we'd FaceTime and we'd talk, you know, we'd start talking about the program and then we'd be off talking about other things. And this was COVID. So we both had a whole lot of time to talk on the weekends. So, we even talked about planning a trip together. You know, she said, you could be my tour guide. And I thought, well, I don't have very good direction, but I'll go, right? So at some point, we want to meet up when things are calmed down out there in the world. And, you know, she has kids that live not too far from me. So, mm-hmm. it was really awesome to meet, you know, someone I never would have met in this lifetime, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that. I love that so much. Yeah. And for me, all of you guys, like if I hadn't decided to do this and like not be afraid of the people on the internet, like my husband's always like, there's weirdos on the internet. You know? We're not weirdos because I have like lots of friends that all of my friends, I think now are from the internet. And it's a great way to connect with the people that I like, you know, the people, because it's a really good, when you do a free training and, you know, some people are going to connect with you and your personality and some people aren't. So by doing that, I find the best students. Like, you know, I had an affirmation that came true just every day. I affirmed that I had the most amazing students that showed up and did the work. And then it came true. So that was one of my affirmations and it's amazing. I love it. All right. So, since Sue isn't here and looks like she won't make it, let's just wrap up with no need to stay on here for 30 minutes. So do you have any last words for anybody who's thinking about joining?
Yeah, I guess my last words would be, if this has tweaked your interest to this point, keep going, right? It's well worth it for so many different reasons, you know, from the community to the things that you will learn about yourself that you never, yes. It might've been in the back of your mind, maybe, mm-hmm. but you never really thought it through. So, yeah. and the path forward, like, you know, I was really like, what am I going to do when I retire? And I'm still working full time, but now I'm thinking, boy, I wish I had more time, right, to do the things I want to do. So mm-hmm. like, I am not afraid of retirement now. In fact,
yes.
So many things that I have on the list to do, and you know, and I've made new friends. I've joined like a bike club. Because I paid some focused attention to what are the things I need to do to set myself up.
Yeah.
That's a long-winded way of saying just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things, you know, because I'm the first guinea pig of this whole thing, and that's why I created it. And what I found is that I felt so, I was so like flailing. I was so like, I felt, even though I tend to be fairly organized, I felt really out of control with like all the things, you know, as a busy doer. Oh my God. You know, like, and so I was not productive. I wasn't feeling productive and I wasn't feeling focused about anything. And so, and that can be very depleting, right? It can be very like, oh, you know, I'm tired. And so in everybody that I've interviewed so far, it's just this is like their energy is palpable. It's like it's like coming off the screen about how like that energy, that vibration that they now have within their whole body. And so I'm just curious, did you notice like a change in your, you said you got more focus, you know, did you notice a shift? Because I feel your energy here.
Yeah, I did. Because I think the shift happened from going from so much uncertainty and you know, insecurity about what does my future look like, to now having control of that and feeling great about it. Right. I've never felt better. Like, and part of my goals was getting fitter and I'm doing all that. Right.
So,
you can feel the shift. The confidence, your confidence will build.
Yeah. Well, Carol, we'll get to work.
Yeah, happy to chat anytime.
All right. Thank you so much for taking your time and being here. And I so appreciate that you took the time to inspire the people who are watching.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.